What are the pets you have that are most likely to run away?
My cat.
Dog, obviously.
Your cat, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
Certain those are the big ones. If you have a bird, fly away pretty easy, easier than the rest of the stuff. One I would never worry about is a pet tortoise. Yet, the police or people found a runaway pet tortoise.
He had escaped from 97 in Claiborne area, which is the other side of the freeway. So somehow this tortoise traversed an interstate freeway without injury over the course of his adventure.
Impressive.
Dang.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty good.
They returned him home.
It's like, damn it, man. Do you know how hard it was to get over here?
Right? It was almost to my destination.
Awful.
Swimming, or rather surfing at the Olympics. Carolyn Marks takes the women's gold.
Tatiana Weston-Webb for Brazil and Caroline Marks for the USA surfing for gold. Pulls up and under! Caroline Marks gets an exit. USA takes the gold medal with Caroline Marks.
Gold medalist, Caroline Marks!
Nothing like it. I never quite felt this feeling before. I'm just so honored to represent my country and beyond my wildest dreams to accomplish this, so I'm just really grateful.
Did they all have to do it with generic surf music behind them?
You gotta have some rad surf music.
This really goes on for a while, too.
We didn't add this. That was in there, right?
No, yeah, that was
strange. You know that my new favorite dating show is that Red Balloon I'm Mad at You show. What is it called?
I think it's called
Date or Popped.
No, I think it's called Pop a Balloon or Find Love.
Pop a Balloon or Find Love. A very minimal set on
very
YouTube,
specific.
But it has become a runaway hit. What is it? Pop a Balloon or Find Love?
Pop a Balloon.
Such
or
a
find
simple
love.
Concept.
It's as brutal as those old Next and Dismiss.
Oh, yeah.
It's brutal like that. It's face-to-face rejection.
It's people very low budget.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Very really, low budget Next.
Really, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no buzzers. There's no lights or set, really, to speak of.
No, just a generic infinity wall that they're standing in front of and then a background sidewall.
An Amazon package of red balloons and an intern to inflate. So this guy has, six or seven women to choose from. And one woman has already popped. There are more women than we can even see. And he's going to be asked to eliminate one just on what they have so far.
But I'm going to have you pop one of these ladies' balloons just based off of what you've heard so far. So let me hand you a pick. There you go.
Is it based off what I heard?
Yeah, what you've heard, what you see, whatever it may be. Go ahead and pop one of the remaining balloons.
So we walk past four... five tall women right to this.
Okay. Why do we end up popping hers?
I just don't think the physical attraction was there. You know.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty brutal.
It is. I mean,
but I mean, that's what
fair.
This show is.
I mean, if you're not physically attracted to somebody, I mean, that's pretty important.
Would it be better to say, I'm not physically attracted to you. I think you are beautiful, but you're not my type, just as I may not be yours.
No.
It's still the same, right? I mean, it's just soft peddling the same thing. You're not attractive enough for me.
Just cut it off.
Yeah, you're not my type.
Well, she's going to handle it great.
That's pretty much it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So why did you have your balloon unpopped for him?
Well, I thought he was cute, but then I had like some concerns.
Okay, so she starts out with, well, I didn't pop the balloon because he's cute. Now listen to this. She is out for revenge.
I don't even want me to say it or not.
Say it.
Okay, so I'm not trying to be funny. So I was like thinking like if you were like in my bed or something and I turned the fan on, like you would fly across my room because you're like really skinny.
Dang.
I mean,
he's not.
No,
is
I mean,
he?
No, I
he's
think...
got some chicken legs. Look at them legs. That's,
okay.
Oh,
you,
my
so,
God.
I didn't...
Yeah. He got some chicken legs on him.
But I like skinny guys, but you're like really skinny. And then I was also thinking like, if I was in the bed with you and I laid my head on your chest, it would feel like I'm laying on a pile of dishes or something. So I didn't want to.
Jesus.
You know.
But she didn't pop
like
a balloon.
He just said, I'm not physically attracted. She's like really ripping him apart.
Your chest feels like old dishes. First of all, that's just a strange thing to say.
It's very rude. It's really. It's
what are
really,
you made of dirty laundry?
It's really.
No, but like Kelly said, but she didn't pop her. She didn't pop his balloon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm 205 pounds, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
That's just funny. I mean,
yeah.
I know.
You feel how you feel. It is what it is.
There's no offense. I mean, no, I like skinny guys, you know, but.
No, I appreciate you being honest.
I was just looking out for you, looking out for me, but yeah.
Looking out for you.
Yeah.
They're so good. The hosts are so good at this show of just letting them sit in the awkward.
Yeah. Well,
they
just,
don't say anything. No. Like, even at the beginning when he said, well, I just, you know, physically. The host didn't say anything and didn't encourage the woman to say anything. So he's like, you know, just not, you know, physical. What? Yeah. Because he's just like, I don't, please talk.
What do I say?
Yeah, like, I don't want to get deep into this here. I'm not physically attracted to her.
Do we do this at our live show season next year?
It sure would be fun.
Oh, that is a great idea.
There's got to be a way.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not dating something
else.
Yeah,
we just have to get like 6 balloons. We can handle that. Let the awkward take care of itself.
Yeah.
And then there's this. When you fly internationally, I've only done it a couple times, but you still have to fill out the like little sheet for customs before you land, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to declare anything that you're bringing in that's above a certain value.
Do you find that to be very intimidating? Only because you're like, I guess not intimidating, but like I've never done it before. Like, what if I get in trouble? I don't want to get in trouble in a foreign country, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's intimidating because anytime you're going, coming back into the United States with stuff from a foreign country, like when I went to Iceland, I bought a ton of their salts because they've got a lot of really cool salts and then really good coffee, which I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually split it into multiple gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't taken it out of the packaging, but I had it all packaged together in little bags because I was going to try and mail it in one of the airports or something. That didn't work out. So I had all of it with me and they had to open up each individual one. That's what stressed me out because I was like, God, I should have just, I was like pre-planning because I had time in my hand while I was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just left it all together and done that at home. And I made the people behind me, you know, it took a lot longer because that's the worst for me is being the one that holds the people behind you up because of what you brought in. And they're like, well, there's no packaging on this now. I'm like, it's volcanic salt. I don't know. I took it out of its packaging. I'm sorry.
I didn't get it at a Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Well, there's this. These folks were flying to New Zealand, and they were given apples as part of their meals on the airplane, and a lot of people didn't eat the apples, so they tucked them in their bags. But I'll tell you what they didn't do. Claim them or declare them.
Right, because you have to specifically claim if you're bringing any like fruits or vegetables or plants.
But if they
anything,
gave it to you on the plane, I don't think I'd have thought of that. And that's what happened to a lot of these people.
Big problem.
This guy is Tony Davis. He's an enforcer for, that's what it's called.
The enforcement officer. Yeah.
Yep.
This particular flight, a Qantas flight from LA to Auckland, is handing out lunch packs or bags, and they've got apples in every one of them. People are just putting them in their hand luggage on the way out. So you've got a couple on the go. So.
The tally keeps rising.
There's seven look like they've come off the Qantas flight.
That's seven.
But when it comes to paying a fine, not everyone's happy about it.
The law does require that I issue the fine.
What's the fine?
Sorry?
What's the fine?
$200 New Zealand.
$200?
Yep.
Now, I don't know what the exchange rate is.
Probably pretty equivalent.
Because he
knows they
didn't, and they're not trying to sneak an apple into the country. They didn't, you know, but you got it. He's got to do it.
It is the passenger's responsibility to know what's in their luggage and to make the declaration. The bad news is that there is a fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fine is $200 New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do.
Too expensive apples.
Yeah.
So
it's $118 American.
That's okay. I mean, that's a ton.
That's a lot when you didn't even know you did anything wrong because the idiots on the airplane gave them to you.
Mm-hmm.
So is the issue that they didn't declare them? Or that they're not allowed to have them at all.
I don't think you're allowed to bring in any produce into any country, pretty much,
generally
because of
rule.
Invasive species and anything that like bugs and all that stuff.
So I wonder if they had declared them, if it would have been okay if they would have said, "Oh, I see you declared this, but you're not allowed to bring that in. Just throw it out."
I wonder.
That,
I bet you're right.
That I don't know. But.
Sorry.
I'll just get you to read through this. Yeah, it's not the end of the world, okay? It's
so much tension to things. It's such a long trip.
Yeah, I know.
That would suck. You're making people cry because they accidentally brought an apple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you're like, come on, get over it. It's, you know, but still.
Stupid apples.
Have a tissue. Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
it's a piece of wood from the airplane. You can ask the flight attendant who gave it to me.
Michelle, I understand. I do understand.
But it's like, what? I mean, I don't understand why this is happening to me. My
calm down.
It's not happening to you. It's not. It's happening to everyone.
I'm gonna be fine for taking it. A piece of fruit that I didn't even buy. You know what I mean?
The problem, I don't understand. The problem is,
I don't want a piece of fruit anymore.
Maybe you should tell the people on the airplanes not to give out fruit.
Yeah, we should, but
because
we can't.
Why do they do it right before you land? After you've had
it, it's like they were like, let's get these idiots in trouble.
That is such BS.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
He's handling, I mean, he's staying so calm. And the people aren't right to be upset with him. I mean, I don't blame them for being upset.
They absolutely are.
But
I don't buy that whole, like, oh, I didn't make the rule. Well, you're the one that's right here having to enforce them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's on you.
We don't have any say over what a foreign airline does.
They didn't say anything like, you have to eat the apple right now. They just said, hey, do you want an apple? So I figured, fine, you know. And then when you sign the immigration form, you just assume that you're not taking in anything illegal because the airline gave it to you when you're traveling to this country. So, yeah, I'm not happy.
Yeah, what if the airline gave you a gun?
They should A, either let you know that you can't bring that piece, that specific piece of fruit that they gave you on your way somewhere. I don't want to do anything.
Okay, $118 fine is what it comes out to be, American, like Hot Wings said. That's a lot of money, but it's not ruin your vacation money.
It shouldn't be.
No.
It shouldn't
like
be.
Like, it's ruining her vacation.
I mean, I'd definitely be pissed, but yeah, move on.
Can I do nothing?
If you do nothing, it gets issued with the district court. So you're here for longer than the 14 days, okay?
Well, I did it. I brought in the apple.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I brought in
so
an
you
apple.
Can either pay now. I know. It seems silly.
At least she's going through the seven phases of whatever this is.
Yeah, she's cracked.
No, it seems silly, Michelle. But
that's like some hardcore stuff right there. This is 2 months.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, I think Singapore Airlines is completely to blame. I think, in fact, they should pay me back for the $200.
Write them a letter.
In fact, they should pay me.
He says, write them a letter.
I mean.
Even when she said, you should tell the airline, he goes, well, we should, but we can't.
Yeah.
For sufferance?
Yeah.
My
sufferance?
And your time. And his time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree that the airline should pay you back.
God, I really think the flight crew must have done that. Like,
who knows?
They have to know, right?
Yeah.
They
have to at least make an announcement. I wonder if they do and everyone just ignored it like they do with every other announcement.
I wouldn't hear it. I'd have headphones on. I'd be like,
sure. I'm going to eat this right now.
Yeah, let me read the little thing in the back of the seat. Oh, yeah, I do that every time.